And what they did was they took a car, and they had these rods sticking up in every point of the tunnel, up, down, side, back, and each one is calibrated. And this is a manual, nothing electronic about it, because if I'm not mistaken, the car was built in the 1870s, 1880s. And they would just take this train, and they'd take the car, they'd pull it through a tunnel, and as they would come along, they would see the scratches on the tunnel, and they would gauge what the movement was made on these feelers, and that would tell them what adjustments they'd have to make in the tunnel as they were building the tunnel. Go ahead.
I don't know if that was intended for me, KC2SBN. Yeah, I copy that. That's actually a very interesting way of doing things. I can see how it works. Not trying to tie up the air, let others jump in, and make their final KC2SBN standing down.
Hi, Colin. Hi. Check in anytime here. As he said, there's so many ways of doing it. Now we've got this new laser-guided geometry car, and you talk about sophistication, the peak of computerization there. Not only is it checking the tunnel clearances, the clearances of the cables and the straps and everything, as the train is going along, it's taking infrared shots of the third rail, the power feed cables. It's taking infrared shots of the signal system, their cables. And every once in a while, we get a phone call from the car equipment people that have the geometry car. And they tell us, well, you've got a hot cable at 221.386 north of 23rd Street. They'll throw a number out. And sure enough, the guys go out there and they find a bad connection or a grounded cable. More and more as computerization comes along, it's allowing us to catch things a little bit earlier. Usually if we didn't have that, the only time we'd know we'd have a problem is when the fire department would be there putting the fire out. All right, let's see who else. Pretty much we've gone down the list to see if Rich has anything to say. KA2, KB2, before we put an end to it. You still out there, Rich?
Yes, I am, Roby. Don't have too much more to say. I've enjoyed speaking and getting on the repeater this evening. Oh, by the way, one thing I will make a mention, what you were talking about with your mother. Let me just say this much. I realize it's not easy for you. I tell you, when my mother had a lot of problems with my father during the trouble she had with him last year. But one thing that if you feel maybe that you feel a little bit overwhelmed or you're not totally sure what to do, you need somebody who's had a little experience, with all the what's the expression, troubles, sores, whatever you want to use. Give my mother a call. I'm sure she'd be give you some pointers as to how to do things. Believe me, she has plenty to deal with. Hospital, the nursing home, and even now, months later, after my father passed away, she still has to deal with all the paperwork, whether it be the bank, Medicare, or whatever the case might be. So, if you need somebody to talk to, give my mother a call, and she'll be more than happy to help you out, at least, Okay, Roby, I'm going to call it in because I have a few things I still have to take care of. So, W-H-2-A-N-D-K-A-2-K-2.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I appreciate your kind thoughts there. And you're right about all the paperwork. I'm up here in the Radio Shack right now, and I've been filling out paperwork back and forth for the Medicare and the Medicaid for my mom in the nursing home. And I'm serious. I'm looking at two shopping bags that I have on the shack floor. And it's just stock full of papers. They want to know the history for the past 3 years, in the past 92 years, so I understand what she went through and the various family members have to go through. Rich, once again, give my regards to her and thanks a lot. And just to make a quickie announcement, I know the guys are gone, but I'll put the announcement out. Sunday, February 10th at 1 o'clock, transit historian Joe Cunningham and myself are doing a presentation in Marine Park. They have a nature center and a history group there. Expect anywhere between 50 and 75 people. And we're going to be talking about the electrification of Brooklyn and the traction power history of the BRT BMT. That's my section. So if anyone's not doing anything, about 1 o'clock, that'll be Sunday, February 10th. Come on by. Have a great time out there having a chat, giving a little bit of a history lesson out there. With that, we'll turn it back over to Carmine, KAC2SPN. Come on in and make one.
All right, there, KC2SPN. Yeah, guys, I really do thank you for your information. I never really thought I would get, I never thought I'd be able to meet up with a bunch of guys who knew as much about PA as you guys do. I mean, I'm a huge rail fan. I rail fan all the time. You know, I listen to the radio. I talk to the crews. But I never would have gotten all the information I got, even tonight, just talking to guys out on the road. So I wanted to thank all the guys in this group. I have a real short-term memory when it comes to new call signs, especially when I'm going to be listening to on a daily basis. So you'll have to forgive me, but to all stations involved, all stations in the net, and in the K2IR, in the K2IRT group, I believe, thank you for your assistance, and this is KC2SPN, who will be listening.
Hey, Carl, as I said, if anyone wants information, you can look up the K2IRT on QRZ.com, or you can look up my four letters, WA2AXZ, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. And we'd be glad to send you information about the club, the group, any questions you have. I do a lot of work at the Transit Museum throughout the years. And Steve is one of the motormen. He's also a ham. Call sign is going right over my head right now. But he joins the group from time to time on 2 meters as well as 160 for that matter. He does all the running of the vintage subway cars. Matter of fact, this Christmas, the past couple of weeks, he was running the A-Train, the old R1s and the R9s, on the V-Train on the 6th Avenue line. Newspapers did a nice article on him there. So anytime you need any information, any help, or any questions, just email us. Feel free to give a call, and we'll be out here. Go ahead, Tommy.
All right, guys, thank you. I really, the other thing, I know a bunch of conductors on TA, but I've never actually met any operators. My father knows this guy who used to work with him out on Long Island before going over to TA about 20-odd years ago. But, me, personally, I've never had the luck of getting to personally know an operator, meeting him out on the road, talking with him. I don't know. Well, it'd be good to actually see if there were any operators on this these repeaters on this net. Find out what lines they run on. Maybe I could meet up with them, get to know them, talk to them by email, on the radio, this, that, because I'd really like to get to know a couple of guys on TA. I met this guy, Eric. On the 7th Avenue line. But I haven't seen him in a long time. So as of now, ride him. I don't really get to talk to anybody. It'd be good if I could get to know some of the guys. Some of the guys out on the road. I'm probably getting quite repetitive right about now. But again, thanks to the KCYRT group, and I guarantee, you know, I go to school up here in Riverdale, at 240 Yard right out my window. I guarantee I will be in touch with all you guys, and I will be checking into these nets every Thursday night, you know, to keep in touch. KC2SPN.
And well, as I said, we'll be having a face-to-face meeting on 53rd Street down the block from David Letterman's studio at our control center. So just ship me an email. I'll tell you when we'll have it. We'll open the doors, come have a nice cup of coffee, and have a chat. Okay? With that, what I'll do is, before I just put a lid on the events for today, does anyone of the group have anything additional to say?
That's K2IRT group. KT2NT with a question.
KT2NT, come on in.
Yes, this is Kilo Papa 2, November Papa. I would like to know what frequency. I think I have heard this met on two other channels. The name is Pete. And my QTH is Uniondale, which is in Nassau County, and I am a retired supervisor from Maintenance of Way. I retired in 85, so. And, again, I know every inch of the transit system, the whole system, the MTIRT, IND, and the whole bit. Go ahead.
Well, Pete, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. We have several retirees in the K2IRT group. Yeah, if you look up the N2ROW or the W2CMA website on the internet, there are several links on 2 meters, 440. There's a 220 link. And then the groups are linked pretty much cross-country. So you'll probably hear us on different frequencies, depending on where the gang is located. Some frequencies here, like this one, we're on the 145-230 repeater, and some people in Staten Island find it much better to get on the 440 repeater. A couple guys upstate hit the 220. So whatever the case may be, you're more than welcome there. Just curious, on Maintenance Away, what section did you run on? I'm in the power section myself.
Oh, Maintenance Away, I build and install switches for the whole system. Going back quite a few years. So we did all the track work. Go ahead.
Kind of out of the Linden shop. I've done a lot of work. Yeah, I've been working for the transit for 38 years myself. And I'm over at the power control center, the system operation group. And we have guys from every rank and every mode of transportation in the subways and the buses. If we had trolleys, we'd probably have a couple of retirees there. It's starting to become a very popular group there. Yeah, Pete, if you have the internet and you want more information, if you'd like to email me at my call letters, wa2axz@arrl.net. Again, that's my call letters, wa2axz@arrl.net. Yeah, we'll ship you some information there. And being a retired transit, you can come to the meetings too. We hold our monthly meetings either at 2 Broadway or at the Power Control Center in Midtown Manhattan. And we've been getting together now for going on 4 years between field days, special events, and of course the Subway Centennial. We get really involved in ham radio, guys.
Okay, a little pause. Okay, thank you very much for the info. I will we'll check it out on the internet. I bring up the call letters of the repeater and yours, and I'll run through the whole thing. My days is before Linden Shop. We did we did the brutal thing, man. We built and installed those switches at Pelham Yard and 36th Street out in the open. So when it moved to Linden Shop, man, it was easy. Didn't have to worry about the elements. So yeah, I could join the group and run it down to you forward. And again, thank you very much for the info. What is your name, Ray?
Okay, my name is Bob. Broken old bottle, or I've been called Lobie for many years. Picked up my father's nickname. Switched the Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Zulu, and beautiful Brooklyn. I know where you are in Uniondale because I was a neighbor once. I used to live in Baldwin many, many years ago, okay?
Oh, yeah, Baldwin, exit 21. No, exit 20, and I'm at exit 21. So, very good on that. Okay, there was one more thing I wanted to mention, so I've got it. The age here is 78, and again, I retired in 1985. These calls are from the U.S. Virgin Islands, where I am originally from. But I put in 32 years with the transit, and I don't know if you have any check-ins from maintenance away, but you know, the type of work that I was involved with, I came in contact with all the departments, power, transportation, with GOs and the whole bit. And when we installed those switches, we had just about everyone from all the departments in conjunction with installing new switches on the structure and the tunnel and the whole bit. Okay, Bob, nice talking to you, and I guess this frequency is okay. This repeater come in here full scale. Shouldn't have any problem with what I have out there. Looking at the repeater, it is an 8-element cubicle quad. What frequency on 160? I worked them all. I worked the whole bit, Bob. So what frequency on 160 you guys continue with transit QSO, right?
Right. Well, it's not really transit, but what we have is we just have a general group. We call ourselves the 1721 group, and that's at 1871, 1.871. The usual MC of the group is Tom, who's KC8QGJ, Kilo Charlie 8, quarts, gallons, and jugs. And he's got a friendly group there at nighttime. During the daytime, we're also part of the 72 Rancho group, and that's 40 meters, 72-72, starting at 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Saturday, we pick it up at about 8:15 to noon, sometimes beyond, and Sunday, the group has an informal chat. So, like I said, there's so many good groups out there on ham radio, and that's the purpose of ham radio. Camaraderie, friendship, and of course the exchange of ideas, being good.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much for all the info. Really appreciate it, and I'm glad I'm able to get into the repeater. I couldn't figure out. I heard you heard this QSO up around 1. Oh boy, I forgot what frequency, but it was higher on frequency, and I just couldn't figure out what was going on. So 73, and I will try to check back in here next Thursday with the group. And again, I really appreciate the info. This is K2IRT. I was getting ready to give you a call at it. This is KP2NT, Kilo Papa 2, November Papa, Uniondale, Long Island. 73, my friend.
73, Pete. You have a great day, and welcome to the group. And with that, we're going to put an end to the 90K2IRT get-together Thursday night. Again, K2IRT is part of the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, open to all New York City Transit. And, of course, MTA members. We meet here Thursday nights at 8 to 9. Except for the face-to-face meetings, we usually have the face-to-face meetings Thursday night either the first week or the second week of the month. And we'll determine that in a couple of days and put the email notice out there. Again, friends, thanks for popping by. And, of course, thanks to the owners of the repeater, to Rich and Lance and the rest of the gang out there for allowing us the use of the repeater. A heartfelt thanks to everyone there. Okay, you got WA28XZ Lobby here for the K2IRT group. I'm going to QSY up to 160 meters, have a little chat, and then hit the sack. Because I still work, and I still have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Guys, have a great night. 73 is from Kings Plaza, Brooklyn.